So amid increasing pressure on the government to secure more COVID vaccines, the Taoiseach has said he's seeking a meeting with the chief executive of AstraZeneca. The government and the HSC say the company is repeatedly failing to deliver on its commitments and that this is the main reason why vaccination targets are not being met. But GPs around the country have also reported problems with the availability of the vaccines currently being given to the over 70s. Last night, our reporter Joan O'Sullivan spoke to two GPs, Dr. David McNeil in County Mayo and Dr. Anne Spellman in County Sligo, about how they feel the vaccine rollout is going.
Once we get the vaccines in the surgeries, the rollout is very smooth. Now, I suppose the only issue we're having is the supply of vaccines. At the minute, we're quite unsure of what supply we're going to get next week in two of our surgeries, but we still haven't got a confirmation of the numbers. Now, from speaking with the people in the HSC, they're probably saying our numbers are going to be reduced, but they can't tell us at this stage by how much they're going to be reduced. And I guess from speaking to other colleagues as well across the county, they seem to be having the same issues.
What kind of problems does this cause for you when you can't be exact about how much vaccines you're going to have delivered?
On the day, we will have a clinic booked in, you know, probably about 100, 120 people. We have to give those people a bit of notice because a lot of those people are elderly. They may not be able to get to the clinic themselves, so they will need to have people to drive them there or indeed people to just to accompany them. If we don't find out until the morning of the clinic that we're going to have 100 vaccines or 120 or 80 vaccines on that day, if we have X amount booked in, then we have to disappoint people by actually ringing them back to cancel the vaccines for that day and push them out until the next delivery. We've had that this week already, where we had a shortage just of, luckily enough, it was just two vaccines at the end of the day.
The cohort of patients who were vaccinating are our elderly patients, so it's quite difficult to organise to get all of those patients in and to do so in a very safe way. It is difficult. We're in a bigger town practice, but for more rural practices where the patient numbers are smaller, some of those practices we heard slipped through the cracks. So they were later getting their delivery. And that's really difficult when you have patients lined up, you know, to be told you'll be getting your vaccination at a certain week and then to not even have the vaccines arrive. It is incredibly difficult. And you have to remember as well, we're still working as GPs. So we have, you know, other things to do, and we've blocked out time for these vaccination clinics. And then if they can't go ahead for a certain reason, it's more time blocked out where we're away from doing our other GP tasks.
Dr. Anne Spellman and Dr. David McNeil, they were speaking last night to Joan O'Sullivan. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
We can come to the AstraZeneca situation in a moment, but can I ask you first of all about what we heard from the doctors there? They're not relying on AstraZeneca because they're vaccinating the over 70s. So why are they having problems?
That's right. So in the first 3 weeks, there's no question but that whilst the vast majority of the programme went well, there were some issues. And I think as those two GPs have voiced very fairly, it causes an awful lot of anxiety for our patients. So the HSC has looked very carefully at the parts of the programme that needed improvement, and they are making quite significant changes. So for example, they've added in a new call centre for GPs. They're working closely with the distribution company to see what improvements can be made, because they would accept themselves that there are some improvements. I do think, though, it is worth reminding your listeners, Rachel, that whilst there has very understandably been a focus on the parts of that 3 week program that didn't work, ultimately, the target in that 3 weeks was to vaccinate those 85 and older. And the HSE is reporting that in excess of 99% of that target was met. So while we must always strive to do more, I think it is worth just mentioning that 99% of the target cohort were in fact vaccinated in that 3 week period.
Okay, we know the big problem is with the AstraZeneca vaccine, and the Taoiseach is seeking a meeting now with the chief executive of the company. What does he hope to achieve?
Well, what's going on with AstraZeneca is very, very frustrating, not just for Ireland, but globally. I was talking to AstraZeneca last night and putting some of these questions, and essentially what they are saying is that they have been having unanticipated problems with their global supply chains. So these are very complex compounds and vaccines that are manufactured. And as was explained to me, they've been putting in place very significant manufacturing capacity at a speed that they would never normally do it. And they've admitted that they have had problems. What I emphasized last night was two issues. The first was that we are very, very frustrated with the fact that the volumes that we have agreed and contracted for are not being met. And secondly, that the volumes are constantly being revised down, and it's causing a lot of problems in terms of the logistics, and it's causing a lot of anxiety amongst the public, because the flip side of this is there is a huge demand for these vaccines, and for very good reason. In fact, I was just looking at the latest figures I got this morning before talking to you, Rachel, and believe it or not, last week, so in a 1 week period between week 8 and week 9, for the target groups we vaccinated so far, so that's the nursing homes, the healthcare workers, and the over 85s, there's been nearly a 50% reduction in COVID cases in 1 week. Now, whilst that is astonishingly good news, it increases the need we have to get a reliable supply from AstraZeneca.
Okay.
We're broadly getting it from Pfizer, we're broadly getting it from Moderna, and we need to get it from AstraZeneca as well.
Okay, so just going back then to that conversation you had last night, because this is the first time that we've heard about this, at what level was the person you were talking to, and did they make you any commitments?
So the person I was talking to is, they've appointed a new country rep for Ireland, essentially, and the commitment that they are making is that they are doing everything they can. They accept that what is going on is far from ideal. They accept that it is causing a lot of frustration, but much more importantly than frustration in government or the HSC, it's causing real anxiety for people on the ground, and that's just not fair. And what they have committed to is doing everything they can to fix that. And importantly, they did recommit to the total volumes being delivered, because as you know, we have pre-purchased.
Did they give you any dates for those?
No. That's an ongoing conversation. And one of the things I said was, look, if you're going to give us dates and you're going to give us volumes, they need to be the right volumes, because this repeated revising down of the volumes is just causing an awful lot of anxiety for people, and it's not fair and it's not right.
You see, but what puzzles people here is that throughout this, the United Kingdom has experienced no difficulties with supply from AstraZeneca. Indeed, we heard yesterday on the programme that in the north this week, they were getting more vaccines than they'd expected to get, and that they would be able to accelerate the rollout there still further. So what's going on here?
Well, it's a very serious issue, and it's one that the Commissioner von der Leyen has taken up directly with the company. There is a very serious high-level conversation going on between the Commission steering group, which we participate on, and the company. There were suggestions being made some weeks ago that, you know, maybe while the UK was getting everything it had ordered, the EU wasn't, and people were looking at where things were being manufactured. That is an ongoing conversation. To date, we haven't had any evidence that there is essentially any funny business going on. But, you know, ultimately what we've got to do directly with the company and through the Commission is to make sure that we get the supply that we have agreed to, and critically that we get it on time, because time really does matter. As I know Professor Nolan was saying earlier on your programme, the plan is working. The level 5 measures are working because people are sticking with them, but people are tired and time matters.
Okay.
And the quicker we can get people vaccinated, the quicker we can have a conversation about opening up the country.
Okay, and we can come back to that in a moment, but just in relation to the overall supply situation, I'm looking at a report in the New York Times this morning saying that America has 30 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, even though it's not authorised for use there. In fact, the company hasn't even applied for the authorisation yet. Have we asked for any of that?
Well, so those conversations will be being had by the European Commission steering group. So there's no member state says, well, you know, we have, so for example, we have pre-purchased over 3 million doses. We've pre-purchased 3.3 million doses of AstraZeneca. It's not for any of the member states to say, well, you know, you've got a supply in America. Can we have some of that? That's a conversation that the European Commission is having on an ongoing basis with the company. And when it comes in, it gets distributed on a pro rata basis. So, for example,
But at the moment, neither AstraZeneca nor the European Commission seems to be getting anywhere with America on this. The answer has been no. So I'm just wondering if maybe it is time for a personal intervention for Micheál Martin to raise it perhaps with Joe Biden when he speaks to him next week.
I'm sure he could, but remember, if that is, you know, America's pre-purchase, then it really that is a conversation I guess between America and the company and America and the Commission. But I have no doubt that if the Taoiseach believes that it would be of use to raise that with the President, he most certainly would.
When is it hoped that everybody in what's known as cohort 4, those with high medical risk, will be vaccinated? Because looking at the figures published this week, they show that 93 people in that group were vaccinated on Monday. Now, the target for the week was supposed to be 10,000. It's highly unlikely that target's going to be met, isn't it?
Well, let's wait to the end of the week to see. So this is a new cohort. So NIAC came back to us just in the last 2 weeks. They had done a very thorough review and they had identified a group of people with underlying conditions that put them at very high risk. Their estimate is that it's about 160,000 people. And the plan is to vaccinate the first 10,000 of them this week. And let's wait till the end of Sunday to see what those figures actually are.
Love, on Monday, you'd have to be moving at an almighty rate, wouldn't you, to get to 10,000 by the end of the week?
Well, look, let's see. It is a complex group. You see, it's not like going into the nursing homes or the healthcare settings or even indeed the over 85s. They're very easily identifiable groups. This group of 160,000 people is a very diverse group of people with a lot of different underlying conditions and being managed some by GPs, some by clinical programs in hospitals. So there's a lot of work that is going on to identify these groups, engage with these groups and then bring them in to be vaccinated. But in terms of what's done this week, let's just wait till the end of the week to see what we get back from the HSE.
Given the change in advice, we heard about it on the news bulletin earlier, is it likely that if stocks are available, because that's a big if, that the over 70s will now be given the AstraZeneca vaccine?
Well, so first of all, that advice from NIAC to the Acting Chief Medical Officer came in yesterday. He is considering that right now. He hasn't written to me formally with a recommendation. He and I will be meeting later on today to discuss it. But if it is the case that it is agreed that the NIAC recommendation is implemented, then yes, it would make more vaccine available for the over 70s, and it would help us accelerate, particularly on the first dose. So the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, there's about a 4-week duration between your first and your second dose. With AstraZeneca, it's longer, which means that while it takes longer then to give everyone the second dose, you actually get the first dose vaccination for more people quicker. And there are people who would say that is quite advantageous, given that there is a very high level of protection that seems to be afforded from just one dose, in fact, yeah, for all of the vaccines.
As you say, the figures seem to support that. Given the length of this lockdown, is there a real danger that you're going to start to lose people? I'm thinking in particular, say, of pictures in the newspapers this morning of a very, very large funeral in County Leitrim.
Yes. The short answer is yes. There is a real concern. It's a concern I have, that NPHET has, that government has, that people have been through so much. It has been such a difficult year and it's been such a difficult few months that naturally people are tired and people are looking at the good news. People are beginning to say, well, we've got a low rate now by European standards because of the sacrifices everyone has made. The vaccine program, notwithstanding AstraZeneca, the vaccine program is going well. The protection afforded is very, very positive. So it's probably okay for me to let the guard down. And the unambiguous view we have from NPHET. Professor Nolan on your programme, Dr. Glynn yesterday, was we cannot let the guard down. We're dealing almost entirely now with this B117 variant. There was a case given by NPHET last week, I think, just one example where a single case led to 480 people being infected. We're dealing with a highly contagious virus. The plan is working. I know it is hard for people, but the numbers are still coming down. What we are seeing is mobility numbers are going up, close contacts are going up. Professor Nolan's latest calculation of the R number is now somewhere between 0.6 and 1. So while the disease trajectory is still moving in the right direction, the mobility data does give cause for concern. Okay. And really my message and the message from our public health doctors is this has been hard. There's no question about it, but the plan is working and we need to stick with it to give more time to get the disease a bit lower and to vaccinate the most vulnerable people.
Okay, just one final question. We've heard an awful lot about the hotel quarantine regime. It's been promised for many, many weeks. It still hasn't been introduced. Why?
Well, let's be clear. It was only signed into law 5 days ago. So you know, it was agreed by cabinet not that long ago, and it is a complex thing. Remember, we're talking about depriving people of their civil liberties, people who've done nothing wrong. So that's not a small thing to do. So it has to be done in the right way.
Now, so when will it happen then, do you think?
Very shortly. So a lot of progress has been made. There is now a single hotel operator that is being engaged with in detail. The contracts will be signed very soon, and then the system will be up and running very shortly thereafter. Right. There's a lot of work going on right across government on this.
Stephen Donnelly, Minister for Health, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll take a break.